Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The ability of men to know anything is very limited and can only manifest itself as events and revelations are unfolded before them. Many men would imagine that the knowledge of God is limited in this same fashion when they consider that his foreknowledge is mere prescience or the ability to know things before they occur. This is most commonly demonstrated in the popular teaching that his election of a people is best described as his mere ability to know ahead of time who would choose him and who would not, and then basing his choice of them on his knowledge ahead of time of their choice of him. This is a ridiculous assessment of the knowledge of the high and lofty one who inhabiteth eternity. Imagining him who declares the end from the beginning to be as limited in acquiring actual knowledge as the men of his own creation. They presume that he only possesses the ability to foresee the future, much like Madame Ruby or any other two-bit fortune teller. God knows all things because he is the one who creates and declares all things to come to pass according to his purpose. There is nothing that he does not know because there is nothing that can occur apart from his divine, predestined purpose. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. So he does not merely foresee what will inevitably occur, but he causes all things to occur according to his sovereign will. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. The true and living God is he who inhabits eternity. That place where God dwells transcends time, and nothing that is created can dwell therein. This is exactly what Paul wrote to Timothy in describing him as that one who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. So there is no comparison that can be made between that which the Lord knows and that which man knows. God is the source of all knowledge. We are but ignorant and quite hopeless creatures until he is pleased to enlighten us. With that in mind, it seems quite odd that men could become puffed up by the things which they have been given to know, as if the things which they know have been discovered by their own ability or effort. Paul warned the Corinthians of that very danger, which arises out of the sinfulness of man's flesh. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. Nothing is more common than those who think they know something and seek to lord it over others, boasting in their discoveries or establishing their knowledge as the standard by which truth can be known. There is but one standard of knowledge, and it is he who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Apart from a revelation conferred by the Holy Ghost upon a man to know him, a man ultimately is ignorant of truth. If the Lord has by that same Holy Ghost conferred upon a man to know Christ Jesus the Lord, then that man has knowledge of the Holy One. As long as there are men upon the earth, there will be counterfeit knowledge, which has its source in the imaginations of men rather than in the revelation of a merciful and gracious God who is pleased to lead his people into all truth. There will be false apostles, false doctrines, and false gospels. Deception abounds in every age, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. This age in which we live is most surely described here. Christ alone can give true knowledge of holy things. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you been born again?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.